So we have some statements that have been made by some of the leaders of some of the non-English parties in the British parliamentary system. Plaid Cymru, the Scottish Nationalist Party, Sinn Féin in Ireland all have taken varying positions in support of the Palestinians in Gaza and in opposition to, of course, what's going on now with the Israeli military incursion into Gaza. So this is a statement by the foreign affairs spokesperson for Plaid Cymru. Plaid Cymru is the national party of Wales, and he is a member of the British Parliament. And he says, in part, the situation in Gaza is becoming increasingly desperate, and the international community must not turn a blind eye to the suffering of innocent civilians. I urge the UK government to enforce an immediate arms embargo against Israel. The uncomfortable truth is that while we continue to supply them with weapons, we are complicit in their killing. The UN must also do more to secure a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and impose sanctions on those unwilling to comply. The UN should also demand access to the conflict zone in order to determine whether any international laws have been violated. And then he goes on to say that last week, the Scottish government's external affairs minister, Humza Yousaf, wrote to UK Home Secretary Theresa May saying that Scotland would be willing to take in Palestinian refugees. I believe the Welsh government should act likewise.
Well, very good. Thank you very much. That's Phil Conlon. And and we're back. Taylor Report. Be sure and write to us, by the way, taylor@ciut.fm, and check the website, taylor-report.com, and Facebook/ The Taylor Report. And Phil, we wanted to alert people to the fact that there are political movements, particularly in Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, that don't get reported, but are extremely important. And again, we have this problem. Mainstream media, you know, has sort of divided up the world for us. They forget about very important social movements and national movements. And they have had something to say about Gaza, and you have some of the facts.
Right. Well, one of the things I say, first of all, is that there was a very large demonstration in Belfast, and in all my years of following events in Belfast, I never remember a demonstration in Belfast on any subject other than what's going on in Belfast, because, you know, that's kind of like, you know, pretty central
to
them.
That's sufficient.
But this was a very large demonstration in the thousands outside the headquarters of the BBC, which the demonstrators called the British Bullshit Corporation. Uh-huh. And it was specifically to criticize the BBC, the demonstrators, for their lack of balance.
Who organized that?
That was organized by the community in Ireland that is supporting the Palestinians, which is a very large community. Mm-hmm. And they have been very active in Dublin. As you know, the Dublin City Council has passed a resolution condemning Israel's actions in very, very strong terms and expressing solidarity with Gaza. Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
Other capital in Scotland, which by the way is now, I mean, Scotland is really percolating on the because the issue of
and the
sovereignty is coming up.
The Scottish National Party has taken a position. They are the party, of course, that is in government in the devolved government of Scotland, and they're the ones who have organized this referendum that's coming up soon, and they have taken a position in support of the Palestinians in Gaza, and they've made a very practical offer, as was pointed out when I read the remarks of the Welsh delegate at Westminster. They said they're offering that Scotland could become a refuge from Palestinians who were driven out of their homes and stuff like that. Now, that's really putting your money where your mouth is. Now, right now, they don't have the political authority to offer that. They have to get the British government to do it on their behalf. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, they're challenging the British government. You know, we want to invite Palestinian refugees to live in Scotland so that they don't have to deal with this bombardment.
Now, that's a motion that's been passed. Well, what is that?
That is the official position of the Scottish government, which, of course, is a devolved government, kind of like one of our provincial governments, although with a lot less power. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that is the party that is leading Scotland and has organized the referendum. They are, by the way, very, very happy. They said, well, we just got a big boost because Tony Blair wrote a long article saying, don't vote for independence. And they said, well, of course, in Scotland, if Tony Blair says don't do it, of course, for a lot of Scots who might be sitting on the fence.
A lot of people hope to have
that's right. Well, if Tony doesn't want us to do it, it might be a good idea to do it.
To have Tony on the other side is a boost for whatever you might be doing.
That's right.
You could, and it could be pretty unsavory, but people say, I'm with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, what about tell us about the Welsh again.
Well,
Plaid Cymru,
which, of course, now the Welsh don't have a devolved government, or I think they have a small something, consultative assembly. But they're the Welsh National Party's representatives in the British House of Commons taking a position, which I read there from it earlier, which is that Britain should place an arms embargo against arms exports to Israel. Mm-hmm. And also that the peacekeepers should be sent into Gaza to prevent the attacks going on. That's right. Yeah.
By the way, these are very important ideas. They are being discussed around the globe. Actually, people are talking about. I know we have a lot of issues. There's the boycott movement, which has certainly gained a much greater profile now. I'm interested in arms embargo. I would be very much on it. I don't understand how you continue to supply advanced weaponry to a state that is carrying out this kind of an assault on an opponent or a target which has no defense. There's just simply no comparison. And why you would continue to that. The moment you say, look, we want just to stop, that means, you know, people cease fire, and then you say, and then you talk. And if they say, no, we reserve the right to do this, you say, well, you can have the right, but you can't have the weapon. I mean, we're not going to supply those weapons. Now, also in South America, did you have a report about that?
Yes, in Chile, the Senate of Chile took a position and actually posed in the Senate chamber for a photograph with senators standing up holding the Palestinian flag in the Senate chamber, the Chilean government. Now, this is just one report, and I haven't confirmed this, but it appears to be that they were involved in free trade negotiations with Israel, and they're saying that that because of the attack on Gaza, they don't think it's appropriate for Chile to continue pursuing a free trade arrangement with Israel. This, by the way, is the kind of thing that might get the attention of the government of Israel. If they find that actually that their trade is going to be interfered with, well, then you have some business people start saying, well, you know what, maybe we better find out what's got them so upset, you know. Yeah. President Correa of Ecuador and the president of Venezuela posed together and said that they considered what Israel is doing in Gaza as a crime and that there should be a criminal investigation of the Israeli government's activities. Yeah. But, by the way, this is getting almost no coverage in the mainstream press in Toronto. You would not know any of this from the Toronto Star, Globe and Mail, New York Times. No. You know?
And many of the population, particularly of Toronto, come from parts of the world where the governments and countries from which they come are very strong on this subject, and that's why I believe it's being ignored. Well, Phil Conlon, thank you very much. By the way, Phil has a program, you know, each Wednesday at 6 o'clock called Classical Underground, and people should tune in. You've been listening to the Taylor Report. I'll just say at the tag here that on the matter of the plane, as a traveler, international traveler, I do not want anybody to sell me a ticket and say they're going to take me from one place to the other and not tell me they're going to fly into a zone where people are fighting. That should not happen, because it's like saying, you know, is there bad weather over so-and-so? Yes, well, then I don't think I'll fly. If there are people engaged in heavy armed warfare, don't take a plane. And I hope that we can start with that. How is it the international aviation agencies are not saying where people will go in order to prevent civilians being in the line of fire? To me, that's the most troubling aspect of this episode at this point. You're listening to Taylor Report, and we'll be with you next week.